Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the International Film Festival in Venice. I'm Angela Cerbi and I'm here with Carlo Hoch, director of the Carlo Vivari Film Festival. Good afternoon, good evening, more or less.
Hello, hello.
We are here to talk to you because you were one of the eight directors invited by the festival for the opening night, which was a very touching but very firm statement, you know, about what happened, what we thought about what happened, and what could happen again.
I think the adjective that you used as a first touching was what it represented for me in the first place, because we've never gathered in such number at one place, and we never hung out. Like, we hang out in couples and, you know, with friends there and there, but to be eight or seven, because unfortunately Trisha couldn't come, and spend time talking at lunch or dinner, etc., and then to be together on stage was really moving, and something which was sort of like a coronation of what all of us did last 6 months through Zoom, WhatsApp, phone calls, talking to colleagues. What are you going to do? Are you canceling? Are you doing something special? So this was like, let's say, culmination of one period and beginning of something new, because I think that this will continue. We will visit each other's festivals and maybe on a small level, but continue showing support and sending signals mm-hmm. to filmmakers that we're here for them, and we know that we would not exist if it was not for them.
Because the situation now is that we know, we in terms of the festivals, the world of festivals, have to decide what to do next. And it's not very easy to decide because we don't know what can be done next.
Indeed, and I think that's why it's important that Venice Film Festival is happening, because certain things, if you don't try them, you will never know. And we see how it is in, let's say, practical situations, wearing masks in the cinema, social distancing, caution. You see the employees of the cinemas who are constantly telling people to, you know, adjust the masks. There is a lot of caution, a lot of this attitude is really, really interesting, and I think it helps a lot to restart the thing. So I hope that Venice will serve as an example for other festivals.
Well, it will. I think it will, especially for the American and US, because they are in the worst state than we are in Europe. So
no,
they need a light, I think.
They do, but I don't know when they will be able to apply these things or follow the examples, because I'm in touch with friends and colleagues from the States, and I'm hearing news like kids will go to school in January, but more likely in March next year. I mean, it's much tougher, and we're starting in Europe, and hopefully San Sebastian Festival will take place, mm-hmm. and others, Zurich, etc., and hopefully early next year things will move also in Northern and Latin America.
Listen, are you already thinking, I think you are, about your next edition?
Well, we replaced the cancelled edition of July 2020 with a special event called Quiff at Your Cinema, which basically meant that we put together a selection of 16 films, mm-hmm. which we offered to Czech cinemas to play during the original dates of the cancelled festival, because the cinemas in Czech Republic opened already in mid-May. But they had not much of a content because all the bigger films were postponed for the autumn. So, but still, we were surprised that no less than 96 cinemas responded, and we did a little crazy thing that we screened each of the films only once simultaneously in all these cinemas at the same mm-hmm. time. Plus, we did some live Q&As transmitted to all the cinemas like Favolace, etc. Mm-hmm. So that was something special, but then we figured we want to go back to Carlo Vivari, because this was itinerant, this was a traveling festival. So before we start thinking about 55th edition 2021, we're doing a 54th and a half edition in November. It's 4 days, 30 films, we're back in Carlo Vivari. And this is a thank you to our sponsors and to our audience. It's not going to have much of an international aspect, but obviously if there will be filmmakers who want to come, we will welcome them.
Are they going to be new films?
No, we will be kind of continue helping the films which were released, say, at the end of last year, Sundance, Rotterdam, Berlin, and did not have much of a career afterwards. Mm-hmm. So some films we had already selected for the cancelled edition, so we might use them. Some films which were labeled by Cannes, some films from here, I'm sure there'll be plenty of films. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we're done with the November pre-Christmas half edition, we will start working on the 55th, not only from the point of view of the program, but also obviously from the point of view of the security and the measures. I'm hearing voices that next 1.5 years it will be different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll get used to it. People will get used to it.
Of course,
it,
well.
I mean, just imagining the press and industry screenings here in Venice. I mean, we used that here in Italy. People tend to talk more often during the screenings, maybe than somewhere else. So with the mask and with the seats free next to you, it's a little bit more difficult. So it has consequences which might not be all bothering.
No, the good thing about Venice, I think, is that in Italy, up to like end of July, beginning of August, nobody believed that this could happen. The fact that it is happening is a big plus.
Yeah.
A big push of energy.
Completely.
You were talking about sponsors. How can you relate with sponsors in such a situation?
Carlo Vivari is a very particular example among other festivals because it's a private company. It's organized by a private company. We receive money from the state, from the region, from the city, but it's only altogether about 25%. The 75% is money from the sponsors, from the partners, and we were lucky that they stuck with us. They stayed with us. Nobody left, and that's why also we organized the autumn smaller edition because we want them to feel comfortable at the end of this such a difficult year. But it gives a lot of freedom, and the fact that with many of them we have more than 1 year contracts, and they're. You'd be surprised. There's plenty of cinephiles among them, which is always great.
Well, you are very lucky because here it's very difficult to find cinephiles in Italy that want to sponsor a festival. I have another question about what is your feeling on the online festivals, if it's feasible or if it's just an emergency exit.
For me, it's a contradiction, online festival. I mean, I understand why certain things are being done online, and I respect all my colleagues for every single decision. It's just something that is not in our DNA. Carlo Vivari has always been known for particularly strong element of the audience meeting the filmmakers and the festival kind of facilitating it. And we don't know how to organize something which would not disappoint us and would be online. One of the reasons why we decided to cancel the 55th edition was that there might have been a chance that we could organize something physical, but it was clear that it was going to be with smaller numbers. And, you know, once you're used to big numbers, it's better to cancel. And certain things you just don't create online. But at the same time, we did our industry strand online, which was quite successful. So we would not do the classical festival with Finnish films online, and I don't think we will ever do. It's just festival comes from celebrate, and you can't really sell it. I know that there were like closing ceremonies of festivals on Zoom, people partying with, it's...
Well, festivals are made to meet and mingle.
In fact. And I think if not, then let's read books, I think we've been avoiding and overlooking books because of traveling to festivals, so this was time to go back to books and music, maybe. I don't know.
So, which are your dates for next year?
July 2 to 10, that's the 55th edition in 2021, and I hope we'll all meet there.
Oh, we will. We will, absolutely. Well, thanks a lot to Carlo Hoch, director of the Carlo Vivari Film Festival from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.